What do gangsters, the FBI, community theater, and loomed rugs have in common? I know, it's a crazy combination, but not if you're Mary Knox Johnson, a Bemidji area artist, writer, and theater director. Stay with me, and all will become clear. Mary grew up in Fargo, North Dakota.
My father was an attorney, and my mother was a stay-at-home mom. And before he was in the law, he was an FBI agent. Yes, how ironic that now I am pursuing some of the same people that he probably knew. My dad was in on the capture of Babyface Nelson. So that was a shootout. So he was in on that one, yes. But a lot of what they did was not like that at all. Most FBI agents are never involved in a shootout. But at different parts of our history, especially in the 20s and 30s, that would have been common.
As a child, Mary and her family would travel to their cabin on Bass Lake outside of Bemidji.
My father bought a cabin north of town on Big Bass Lake before I was born. And so he used to send my mom and the boys at the time, because I have three older brothers, to get them out of Fargo. He would send them up here for the summer. I've been coming to Bemidji since before I was born. So it has become part of my blood. And I knew from a very young age that I wanted to live in Bemidji. That's always been one of my dreams. So when I finally could retire from teaching, I said, I'm moving to Bemidji. And my husband's from Bemidji originally. So another connection. So now we're here.
Yeah.
And he grew up here, so he's born and bred Bemidji.
After high school, Mary went to North Dakota State University and then taught English and theater for over 30 years in West Fargo. But Bemidji was in her blood.
I came to Bemidji, and I was kind of like, I need to do something. And so they had an opening at the college for an adjunct in speech and theater. And so I went over there, and thinking they were hiring me for the second semester, because I didn't even have a place to live, they said, well, can you start next week? And I said, no, I can't start next week. I need to, one, talk to my husband, who's still in Fargo, and find a place to live. So I said, but yes, if you can wait maybe 2 weeks, we'll try to find me a place to live. So
you're listening to The Call of the Wild. This week, I'm talking to Mary Knox Johnson, an artist from Bemidji, Minnesota.
Well, we own 10 acres now. When we were first married, before we moved over here, we owned 40 acres, and so we raised horses. The most horses we had were 15. And then he had cows and things, you know, before we were married. And then we moved up here, we kind of cut down on our number of horses. So I believe we had 4 horses was the most we had up here.
Mary is actively involved in the arts in Bemidji. We recently saw one of the plays she directed for the Bemidji Community Theater, The Elves and the Shoemaker. She's also written 3 children's books and is president of Gallery North, a cooperative gallery on 4th Street in Bemidji, where she has a nice selection of loomed rugs available for sale.
I always loved rugs myself, especially woven rugs, and I would always go to the craft shows and buy one if I needed one. And we were at an auction together once, and there was an antique loom for sale at this auction, and we bought it. So I work on a loom that's over 100 years old. And it's still working. So if something goes wrong, it's pretty basic, you know, because it's old-fashioned kind of parts that move together. So if something breaks, then my husband will fix something to replace the part that broke. So everything is pounded by hand. So I cut all the pieces apart, sew them all together, and then put them on and weave it on the loom. And then take it off and then tie all the ends for sale. So I will take like jeans, for example, and cut the legs off and then cut them into strips and sew them together. And so you can put patterns in by color, but not really pictures. You could do pictures if you were dealing more with yarn itself or with a warp that is more of that kind of thing. But since I really work mostly just with fabric rather than yarn, mine are pretty much done by color.
Okay, I think we've covered the loomed rugs and the arts, and the theater connection. That just leaves the gangsters. Mary has a not-so-secret obsession with researching and learning all about the gangsters that used to hang out or hide out in the North Woods.
When I was growing up, my brothers and I and sister, we just kind of thought they were stories told around a campfire. And then as I got older and I started to realize that a lot of, just about every story has some truth, and I wanted to try to find the truth. So then I went searching for the truth to see what I could find. And I found that there were gangsters here in the 1920s. So in 1922, a man named Danny Hogan bought 120 acres of land on Big Bass Lake. And then he built a resort of sorts. But this was 1922, and Danny Hogan's going to get blown up in a car bomb in 1928 in St. Paul. So he himself and his effects in Bemidji himself only lasted 6 years. The property that my grandmother purchased in the 50s is where a man named Henry Suding. So she had told us a story about this man being shot and about some diamonds, that buried diamonds. And of course, Dillinger and Capone and all these names came in. And so that was part of the story that I grew up with. And so when I started doing my research to figure out this Danny Hogan and how things were connected, this Suding man lived on the property that I live now. Stories are told that he would invite others that came to St. Paul, and maybe it was a little too hot in St. Paul, so they needed to cool off somewhere else. He would invite them to his resort, and usually they came under assumed names, so we don't know. And yeah, they would lay low, and again, as long as they didn't commit any crimes, things were fine.
So it isn't just artists and creative types that are drawn to the North Woods. But for Mary, the creative spirit that thrives in the Northland is why she's chosen to call Bemidji home.
I think Bemidji has a tremendous amount of talent. I think that Bemidji itself is like a mecca for the arts. You know, I think it's this part of the state. I really do. I think people just love the peacefulness and the lake country. I think it inspires them, and I think it gives them tranquility so that they can do the work that they love to do.
With the Call of the Wild, I'm Milt Lee.